What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Naya Chanel, and you are tuned in right now with Bad Business Bitches. You already know the vibe.
Bronx, New York. You can double park in the middle of the road to talk with a neighbor about the mayor or the Yankees. You can pick enough exotic honey to fill a tan bucket. And you can see a podcast where bad business tells it how it is. We still tell it in straight, deliberate fashion, much as we ever did. Shush. One listen and you'll be glad to know we don't ever plan to stop. Bad business with
Brian. Greetings. And hello. How are you?
Yo, this is the camel with Louboutins, Barack Baghdaddy.
Danny Deep Drills, what's up, baby? How you doing? How was your week?
Producer Pete.
How's your mother?
And we're here with a very special guest today.
I don't know. Who am I pointing at?
Pointed
at the guest and just like introduce yourself. Introduce the guest, scumbags.
Today, we have a very, very special guest. Dear to my heart, I love his music. He's actually, you might have heard his music. Camilla played it.
Oh, yeah.
He did. This is Sasso!
Hey, clap, 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 clap,
clap, clap, clap. I thought there was a fucking clap button.
There you go.
I was fucking up.
Well, this is what happens when we go through a whole sound check and you guys talk quietly. Then as soon as we start recording, we start screaming.
Piece of
shit.
You did
a whole useless-ass sound check because as soon as Brock starts getting on the mic, he starts screaming. Yeah. So, sorry, I was trying to make sure the board was right.
It's good.
Welcome.
There you go. Thank you guys for having me, man.
Tons of people here.
Man, we were just hanging out this weekend at the Bronx Brewery event where our friend released his Dark Knight beer.
Word.
Shout out AKA,
man. He's a talented artist.
It's very ironic for him to release his Dark Knight beer on the day of daylight savings. And we got an extra hour of partying that night.
Yes, true.
And then everything went to hell. And now it's dark at like 5 p.m. And seasonal affective disorder,
sad.
A.K.A. sad. What a fucking joke of a name
for a disorder. Sometimes you could find happiness in darkness.
Yeah,
you know,
I've been finding it's so hard to want to do anything like at 5 p.m. because it's just dark out.
That's true. Some people like it like that, though.
Me, I do.
Now, are you a night owl?
I'm a little bit of both, to be honest. Like, I'm productive in the daytime, but at night is where I like to do my,
Dirty work.
The dirty work. So I'll be up real early and I'll be going to sleep real late.
It's fact. Like, we get home very late because we want more night. We want the night to continue.
Well, you're unreasonable.
Why? Why do you say that?
Excuse me, guys.
I text you. Hey, text me when you get home. 4:30. I'm home.
Yeah, bro. I'm a party animal, bro.
You're a fucking gremlin. Dude, you're the worst drunk I ever met.
I'm gizmo.
And you get drunk so quickly.
Very quickly.
It's so fast.
Well,
you go from,
I save money that way.
I mean, if you want to rationalize it that way, you should just drink less quantity.
No, I just drink.
Yeah, man.
I'm functional drunk. Well, only one time you see me fucked up.
Well, so
that's the dangerous kind, though.
Yeah.
And also, drunk. He's lying.
He's not functioning drunk.
No, but
what are you going to ask me, Bubba?
Do you think being a night owl and, you know, going to parties and performing and recording and all that stuff, that feeds into why you like being out at night?
No, I mean, I like being out at night because that's where things are happening. Like, that's the time things are happening. People are outside, people are out of work, and I like to be out. I would rather day parties, if we're being honest. Like, now that I'm reaching a certain age, I wish that everybody would just be out earlier. But parties just be from 10 to 4, fucking 11
to 5. I'll
tell
you, I can't do a day party. I can't do brunch day parties. Yeah. It's just something about being drunk while the sun is still out. That makes me feel like I'm doing something very wrong and my parents would be ashamed of me. And I can't escape that feeling no matter how old I get.
Yeah. It reminds me, shout out E Styles. He has a party called 9 a.m. Banger.
Oh, word.
Yeah, oh, bro. God.
And shout out to 9 a.m.
Yo, people come out at 9 a.m., no breakfast, nothing, just start pounding drinks.
Hammered.
Fucking hammered by 12 p.m.
I've seen videos of people getting carried off in ambulances at like 10, 11 a.m.
Yo, facts.
Like, what? Yo.
Nah.
How you get your stomach pumped before noon?
Yo. we're not going to give them the bad press, but like, I have like this really funny story where 9 a.m. or just like my first, I guess like my most memorable experience, like off the rip, it was about 10 a.m. in the morning and they had a party at the, I don't know if it's Knockdown Center.
Sure, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it.
Was it Knockdown Center? It's like that venue in Queens. It was in Queens. Uh-huh. Okay. And it's light as fuck out. Obviously, it's like 10 in the morning or something. And I'm going in there with my peoples. You know, I got Andrew with me. I got my own girl, Michi. Hen and Mia's in there. So the whole squad is there. And we go in. It went from light to dark because inside is just insulated. Like there's no light coming in.
That's how you got to do it.
So it would just go. It would just take you out. Like you're in a different fucking domain expansion. Like Jujutsu Kaisen. Real Vegas
vibes.
Yeah.
And all you hear is, meaning like the Tokisha, right?
Tokisha, yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
like, yo, okay, I'm hearing Tokisha. I'm like, why am I hearing Tokisha live? And there you go. You see Tokisha on stage.
Shut the fucking fuck up.
10 in the morning. Everybody going crazy. Titty, ass damn. Out. Every time, you know, this, that, and the third. And I'm like walking in. I'm looking at the clock, like on my phone, and I'm looking at Tokisha on stage. I'm confused. I'm like, this is not supposed to be happening. Like, yeah, I'm like, I feel like I'm in a dream. Like,
yeah,
you know, so yeah, like it was crazy because it just threw me off, like in terms of the time zone and Tokisha. Like, I think she was supposed to be a special guest, and that's the thing that they do at 9 a.m. Banger,
yeah,
where they don't announce the guest that's supposed to perform. So that was nice.
She was like popping at that time?
Yeah, dude. Like, I mean, she's still popping now.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And at that time she was peaking because, I think at that time.
Pre-Madonna?
It was pre-Madonna.
Oh, wow.
It was pre-Madonna.
So she's OD popping.
I'm talking about this Sacate Colal, which is the shit that made her blow up.
So. Yeah.
And, you know, she came and did an interview here too, right?
Yes,
she did. Ebro in the morning. Yeah, it's facts.
I edited that podcast.
Yeah, she did such a good job. She did such a good. And that
she was actually very, very relatable, very cool on it. And what this reminds me of in London, there's a club I went to called Egg. If you go there before midnight and you stay till 6 a.m., it's free bottomless brunch and free bottomless mimosas. If you stay at the club until from midnight to 6 a.m.
Shut the fuck.
That's kind of genius. Really.
From 6 a.m. to 9 is free bottomless brunch or mimosas if you have like the wristband from before midnight.
That's kind of genius.
Yeah. But England is crazy, bro. They got a club named Egg. They eat beans. Well, yo, what's the brunch? Beans and mimosas? Well,
beans and toast and egg.
I drank a bunch of Scrumpy Jack out of a 2-liter.
Scrumpy Jack.
It's what the you know what's actually
fuck is that?
You know, it's actually so foul. There's a lot of homeless people in London, and I would look at what the homeless people were drinking to decide what I was going to buy to drink, because I knew that they'd be drinking the cheapest shit possible. Yeah. So I found Scrumpy Jack. I was on a budget. I was working underground jobs and gambling NHL games to pass the time. But enough about me. What kind of music do you have? I heard the Spanish stuff. Does the music go Hispanic?
Yeah, so...
What?
Does the music go Hispanic? That's a good question.
It's bad business.
No, but no.
No,
the music does go Hispanic. I speak fluently in both languages. In the beginning, I started doing... I was doing hip-hop in the beginning. I think my mic is going in and out.
Yeah, it's because it has a gate, so you got to stay straight on it.
Oh, got you. My fault. So, yeah, I started doing music in English, just rapping on top of instrumentals on YouTube and stuff like that. I didn't really take it serious until there were, like, a couple unfortunate things where I couldn't go to school anymore or I couldn't, like, pursue the other passions that I had, and the only thing that I had left, like, within my budget was just to drop music.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that if I was going the same, like, essentially all the focus that I had on my other ventures, I'm putting into the music. So now I'm putting more thought into it. Now I'm like strategizing more. Now I'm doing all of these other things. And I decided, like, also I pay attention to music that I don't even like just to see what's out there, right? Or like not necessarily don't like. I definitely respect it. So there is some likeness to it. But it's like, oh, it's not my vibe. It's not my demographic. It's not my realm. So I was just listening to everything else that was going on. And I was just like, I don't know if I could compete with this just yet. Let me go back to my roots and let me go back to like what I know. Let me go back to something that's more me currently. So that's when I started doing the Spanish and shit blew up. Like, I didn't even know how to handle it. And I still kind of don't. I'm still, you know, riding with it. But yeah, I make Hispanic music, man. Now I make Latino, you know, Latino yeah. records for the cheering.
I love what you do, man. You've been at DR and you killed it. There's like footage of you out there with the women. There's a women band with you, I feel like, and they're doing the chant for that song Palo Santo.
Yeah. So for the people that know me, they mostly know me for the song Sazón that I did with the duo DJ producer collective Dos Flacos. Shout out Dos Flacos and Michi Mata, right? So with that song, I sampled a specific woman and group called Enerolisa Nunez. She is a pioneer. She is, I would say, like a matriarch in Dominican Afro folk music that's been doing this for over, I want to say, like 4 or 5 decades, where she still performs the same songs that she's created when she was starting. Mm-hmm. So there's like no new records of her, right? At the same time, her music is controversial in a sense in the Dominican Republic because there's a lot of white cultural erasure, or like people don't like to identify with the black side of Dominican Republic too mm-hmm. much. For those that know, the demographics of DR is a little, it's a mixed bag, you know what I'm saying? So it's mostly European and black with a small percentage of indigenous. So, but it's mostly people revere the white side mostly.
Right.
You know, that's Italians, Germans, Polish, Jews. There's Jews in DR as well.
Is that what made you want to lean the other way with Cocolo?
I mean, yeah, because that's what I identify as. I'm not white or like. In DR, there is a lot of racism, but it's disguised as classism. But when you look at the classes, you see the ones that have less and they end up being black. So that's when you start seeing the disparities. Like that's when you start seeing the racism, when you see that the people who have money are fair skinned and the people who don't are darker skinned. That's when you start seeing it. But besides that, they don't see race, which is a huge issue. But with me, it's kind of like I didn't grow up poor in DR. I grew up with, you know, just a little bit of change. I went to a really good school out there. And they always, I guess, mischaracterize me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, like, when I would dress in different ways or whatever. Like, when I'm not wearing a shirt and tie and shit, like, they'll be like, this guy's not from church. This guy's not a businessman. Like, he must be. Yeah, it's kind of, they judge Street. You because everybody's a mixed bag. They judge you by the way you're dressed. So it's like, okay, this guy dresses like he has money, so he's not a threat or whatever. He's not going to rob me. He's not dressed like a gangster or a cocolo.
All that. You know?
So I made this project to kind of take back the term cocolo, which is, you know, a whole other depth in it. There's people who've written documentaries, written journals, like art, you know, scholarly journals about this whole topic, and I decided to name it that just to kind of talk about it, like, you know, spark discussion, make people be like, yo, why the fuck is he calling? It's kind of like you calling yourself the N-word in Spanish.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so
it's kind of like my album is, you know, I don't know if I can say the N-word here. Okay, so I won't.
not the ER, the hard R one. But
no, I won't. Yeah. I mean, it'll be hard for me to explain the context of that. Like, oh, right. Why did you say it with the hard R? Like,
right, it'd just be out of pocket. Yeah. So you have a new project, a new EP coming out, Cocolo, right? Yeah. Do you have a solid date for it?
November 17th.
Oh shit!
Yeah, it's coming up, man. Right up from around. Yeah, clap it up, guys. But no, thank you. It's been a long time coming, and I'm dropping it, man. Like, before the year ends, I want to make sure that it's out. So I'm just kind of like releasing it right before Thanksgiving and stuff.
That's a sub. And the elevator ride we had up here, it's been a long time coming, he told me. It's been a minute. Mm-hmm. You've been holding on to this, trying to find the best moment. And I know, as an artist, like, it's difficult to find when the right time of, like, the incubation period is over for your music. Is this me right now? Is this song still me right now? Is a bunch of songs on an EP?
I thought that was really strong that you'd mentioned, like, going and checking out other genres. I'm the type of guy, I'll go to a whole ass bluegrass concert to hear a genre I've never seen before. Yeah. It's terrible. They have no percussion.
It's the worst.
It is. Bluegrass is an objectively bad genre. But
bluegrass.
But yeah, it's folk without the drums. Yeah. Folk is tough, take out the drums, it's just a bunch of motherfuckers. They got a motherfucker playing the washboard.
They talking about the Civil War still and shit.
But you talked about wanting to evolve your sound and kind of go back to the drawing board, and I thought that was just a very self-aware thing, especially for a creator to like need. Was there a moment that made you be like, because you had said, oh, you're hearing stuff, and you're going, oh, I'm not ready to compete with this. Mm-hmm. Was there a specific song or a moment that made you feel like that?
Yeah, it's really funny. Like, the way I describe, I guess, my career in the Latin industry is kind of like when NBA players just go overseas with it. Mm-hmm. And then they come back with the clout, and it's like, oh, and then they get signed again or whatever. Yep. I don't know many people that do that. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, Pat Bev.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I think Tekashi's trying to do the same thing in DR right now. I don't know if y'all know.
Tekashi's started like this.
He's leaning into that.
He got arrested out there, right?
But yeah, it's a whole thing. You see how y'all talk about it, though, right?
Yeah.
It's like everybody knows about Tekashi. Nobody in this building, I'm sure, wants to hear about fucking Tekashi, but DR Tekashi.
Trust me, there's a lot of culpability to go around. Yeah. It's something we don't talk about, but I had nothing to do with it. I wasn't here yet.
Tekashi started off in Russia. He was popping in Russia. That's how he became popping here. Oh, I did hear about that.
The blogs.
Yeah. He was like ODing over there. And then he did that.
I would say, Gummo, right?
Gummo.
Gummo? No, let me stop.
Facts. That's my favorite version.
But in terms of me, like, again, yeah, I'm very self-aware to a fault. Like, I never want to step on anybody's toes. Like, it's almost like...
God, artists.
It's really crazy. I really, like, I'm so self-aware, and I care so much about not what other people think, but it's like rubbing them off or ruining their day or, like, that type of shit. Like, that kind of blows mine because, you know, that's happening.
Y'all artists are all the same. Y'all are too thoughtful, and it kills you.
Yeah, it does.
Y'all got a hand.
Sadly.
The best advice I could give to any artist is hand in a B. If you feel like what you made is a B, like on a grade scale, that's just you being self-aware and not loving your shit because you're a regular person. Right. Hand in the B and let the teacher grade it. If the teacher gives it an A, then you really know where you are. You're never going to have an A. You never know it's an A when it's sitting in front of you.
Yeah.
Mm.
If it feels like a B, hand it in as long as it's passing is what I tell any artist, because you're just going to spend all day critiquing your shit if you just wait to drop and wait to drop and wait to drop.
True. That's true. I'm honestly not even going to, like, I'm my own worst critic or like my hardest critic or something like that. But I guess like what made me pivot fully like into this whole Latin shit was Brazilian music.
Oh,
like Baile Funky, funk? Which is the boom chaka dun chaka
chaka dun chaka. I love that, bro. They can't afford like drum machines and shit, so they beatbox the beats. That's the music.
So, the best way I could describe Brazil funk, it's essentially like the hip hop of Brazil.
Facts.
Oh, you could pour
some. Yeah, I got you.
Like Brazilian Dougie Fresh.
Yeah, it's like the hip hop of Brazil, man. So
fire.
It has like this. It has the same upbringings as hip hop does, and you can rap really well on a Brazil beat. So I'm just like, yo, there's not a lot of people that's doing this right now. Let me just bring like my New York flavor on it, and así fue que pasó. That's how it happened. Like it was just like I was experimenting with Drew, with AKA the Dark Knight. Mm-hmm. He's been there since day one. You know,
bro,
just,
man, love that guy.
Just like, oh yeah, do it. Like, oh, I like when you do this and. It's like, oh, this is different. And then, yeah, like my first record as I pivoted was in 2018. And it was a Baile Funk and Jersey Club record.
Weirdly, very similar, right?
Yeah. So very now weirdly, it's really funny how now, you know, 5 years later, everyone's doing Jersey Club and Baile Funk. But I think it kind of helps me now. Like, because now people are hearing it more often and they could digest it better. And just like, where's this random kid from the Bronx doing? Like, are you Brazilian? Like, are you from Jersey? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, it might feel like affirmation too. Like, some sort of, not affirmation, but it's like, you were right.
Yes.
Like you were right.
I'm right a lot, bro.
You were right. You know what I mean?
I don't talk too much about it, but like, when I say something, just because, again, you know, I listen to other genres and I know what's going on. I at least like to a slightly above average sense. Like, I'm not a fucking musicologist or like fucking, you know, or, you know, I don't listen to bluegrass or anything like that, but I know enough.
Why would anyone, you know, it's terrible.
Like, I know at the very least, like, what's going to be popping in the next 3 years. So let me work in the meantime to catch that timing right.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I've caught it yet, but I hope that with this project I will.
So, Cocolo. So, I know, like, even, I didn't even hear that. We didn't hear the project yet. It's not out yet, right? One single out now.
Yeah. There's right. three, actually.
Oh, there's three singles out.
Yeah. So, the way I decided to roll this out.
Three songs out.
For those that don't know, I'm going to just talk about it.
Okay, go ahead, go for it.
So Cocolo is a compilation of seven records, right? The seven records each have a different genre and has, in one way or another, have been originated by the black populace or the black diaspora. So the first record is a Jersey club record mixed with a trap record, right? Which is, you know, Atlanta and Jersey. The second one is Palo, which is Afro-Dominican folk. The third one is Baile Funk, which is Brazil, which is black, which is, so then the fourth one, you know, it's like, then the fourth one is a Dembow, which is black, then Drill, which is black, which is, you know, comes from the grime scene in the UK, which is the black Jamaicans. You get what I'm saying? So yeah. It goes, my bad. So, like, I'm literally detailing everything, then to then I even have a drum and bass, right? Because it comes from jungle music, and jungle music is Jamaican. So it's like,
yep.
You know, it's a, and then I have an Afrofuturistic record, which is like not necessarily a genre, it's more like something that I'm creating for myself in the project as well. So it's like something in there for everybody, but and it still has like that underlying message.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Like,
it's sonically all over the place.
It's very all over the place. And there's like a lot of people, especially like in the industry, that advised me against it because they're like, yo, you're alienating your fan base. Cause what if there's one fan base that likes this one song in your album? And there's no other song like it, so it's like,
don't fucking listen to those people.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that's bad advice.
This is art.
The Beatles did that with the White Album.
You know, like, I get it. Like, I took their criticism, like, not with a grain of salt, with, like, heavy. You know what I'm saying? Because they work with major artists every day. They know what works, or they don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I decided to kind of bet on myself. Like, as much as I appreciate it, and I know that their knowledge is very valuable, because I'm not going to hold you. These, you know, like, the people that I ended up asking, like, I actually respect them. So I'm just like, that's why I went to them about it. And I was just like, damn, like, I feel you or whatever. Like, funny enough, the same situation happened with this artist, Tierra Whack.
I don't know. I love Tierra Whack.
I love Tierra Whack. And by the way, I'm going to go see her tomorrow at this thing.
Shout out to Tierra Whack.
And it's funny, I was listening to her on my way here. She's one of my favorite artists. I would say, like, of today's age, in terms of, like, diversity and, like, you know, how diverse she is, how, like, thinking outside the box she is.
She did that, like, slew of EPs that were all different genres.
Exactly.
Is that what you're getting to?
Exactly. Yeah. So, bet you she had that same idea. Obviously, I wasn't in that boardroom or whatever, talking to the higher-ups or whatever. She was like, yo, how about I do 9 records of, like, all of these things? And they were like, yo, listen, it's not going to... Because how are we going to package it? How are we going to sell it? How are we going to push it out? So, how about we just do 3? You do 3 pop songs, 3 rap songs, 3 R&B songs, and then you just kind of... push those 3 EPs.
Yeah, why would showing your talent alienate anybody? Like, Ice Spice just did an Afrobeat song. What the fuck are we talking about?
Exactly.
She did a song with Taylor
Swift.
But
it's okay.
What, did that get everyone mad?
Yeah, it's okay.
Did everyone piss in their pants and go, I don't understand this.
I like that, man.
Sometimes you just got to let what... If you have an internal voice that's telling you something, follow that voice always, because... you can't expect other people to meet you halfway on a vision. Like, we were talking about the struggles that we have here. Can't expect people to meet you halfway on a vision. Word. Because if you have something that you see, you can't expect other people to see it. You just have to show them.
What I guess, like, what made me justify, like, the reason of all these things, like, I had to tie it all up. Like, why am I having all these genres all in one? So I'm like, no, this is Cocolo music. It's kind of like that ad, like, you know, you guys seen Afropunk and, like, those ads, and, like, when they do the lineup, when they be back, like, the hip hop music is black music, this music, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you know, it's a story, like, oh, the track one is Cocolo music. And then also on top of, because believe it or not, yeah, we know this stuff, right? And And yeah, we revere it, and we just walk every, you know, we walk and we go outside knowing all this stuff, and we're good. People in DR and the Caribbean and all this shit, like, we have white people co-opting reggaeton. We have white people co-opting dembow and all this shit. Like,
I'm sorry.
And bachata, merengue, and all this stuff. No, no, it's all good.
And surprisingly, in Tokyo.
I'm here to apologize for the whites. I'm here to represent and say we didn't mean all to the steal whites. Reggaeton. I didn't.
No, no one is stealing reggaeton. I guess, like, the best way I would say it, it's like.
No, we get
into it. So, no, because it's funny, because it's like the first. I've done two podcasts before this, and it's been like 4 years since I've done done one. So I don't do too many. Like, I don't. And then a lot of my supporters and stuff, they see me as like mysterious because I don't like show or talk too much.
I can see that.
I could just let my music talk for me. And
someone Barack knows is mysterious. Whoa.
Right.
He loves being mysterious. Yeah. If I wasn't fucking with him so much, he still would be.
Yo. I forgot my point. Stop.
No, I'm sorry to distract.
No, it's all good.
It's been a minute since you did a podcast. No one hear you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I came out with a reggaeton record. I think it was during the pandemic in 2020. Okay. And I'm not gonna mention any names or anything, but I showed. I'm not. I'm just. So, I showed it to this person who was part of the music video, right? That we shot. I'm not gonna call nobody out.
Yeah, I already know that they did something bad, so I'm booing them.
No. So I'm showing them. I'm showing them the
reggaeton song.
I'm showing them the reggaeton song, and then she showed it to a colleague of hers who is Latina. She's in the space. She's in the creative space and everything. She was like, "Yo, I really like the song. Like, oh, you shot a video. Like, you know, there's a video for it. Like, let me see it." Now the music video, I don't know if you've seen the Suéltate one, which is like the highest production video.
The one in the backyard.
With the backyard. I love that video. That's like the highest production video that I've had so far.
I love it.
I have 8, so I'm like really proud of my little gems. But one of them said like, "Yo, I like the song, but like, why is he black? Like, what?" It's like there was like. I like how he's rapping. I like how, you know, the rhythm, but it's like I don't like the fact that he's like black because I can't like.
That's so fucking weird.
It's so weird.
I wouldn't even say it's weird. I just say it's racist.
No, it's just like I just never met somebody that's like fucking racist, like for real.
Well, with that DR Haiti shit,
people, I stay away from that shit.
People would be tripping on it. It's as a white man, I got nothing to do with the DR I'm versus Haiti. But that's some heavy beef. That then you know I got nothing to do.
I'm telling you, I think. The person that said that, it was like her initial reaction. It wasn't anything like that came from.
Embedded.
Yeah, it's like super embedded in a way that's like, ew, like what? You know, it's like that. It's not like, oh, we hate them. Like it's a whole movement. It's more like, oh, I
was talking.
I can't get jiggy to this. Yeah. Like I can't.
Casual.
Races. I don't have.
Yeah, I know black and Dominican.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like it was. But no. But the person that said that. Was white. It was a white girl that's, you know, but she's Dominican. She speaks, you know, fluent Spanish like I do. Some maybe even better or whatever, like in that sense. Oh. And that's the point. It's that, and like, that's the point of this project is like, I'm essentially throwing the N-word back to their face.
Good.
So they can wake the hell up and understand that it's like, yo, you are a guest in our community, in our artistic endeavors and community. Like we're letting you rock with this bachata shit, we're letting you rock with this merengue, this dembow shit. Like you can come because you're making us money, but don't you ever forget that this came from black people. So it's like that's essentially like my point in this project is kind of like saying that, you know.
So what's next for Sasso? What's 2024 look like?
2024, so after I drop this, I want to go on tour. Not even gonna hold you, I know it's not the cheapest thing to self-fund your own tour as an independent artist, so I'm going to try my best to just sleep on fucking couches or, like, sleep or whatever the fuck, but I want to go to Europe with it. I want to go to South America. I want to go to Brazil. I want to go to Tokyo. Just Japan in general, not just Tokyo. Just I'm talking about Shibuya.
Just for fun.
Osaka. I thought you were going to say like you know local places. I thought you were going to say like maybe like Virginia, California.
I'm going to be real with you. California, Miami, Philly, Jersey, Connecticut, Mass, obviously New York City, Canada. That's it.
What's going on?
Afterwards, I'm going down and I'm going, you know, to the east.
If so. I could throw you an alley-oop here, I'm friends with a rapper by the name of Koof Knotts, and he had the most interesting touring strategy I ever saw. He did one Alaska tour and then one Hawaii tour. 7 dates in Alaska, 7 days in Hawaii. Uh-huh. And he just made his stamp on all the like local places in those. How many places in Alaska are there to go, you know?
Yeah.
And he did the whole state in 7 days. And then he did the same thing in Hawaii, and now his numbers are off the charts in those two places because he monopolized his focus. Cause, and also, it's where he wanted to visit. And it's cheaper to travel in the state, just fucking rent a van, drive around.
Yeah.
You know.
That's fucking hard.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
hard.
So I just pick a place.
Pick a place and go crazy.
If you're looking at your like analytics, you're like, all right, obviously New York's number one, New Jersey's number two because like that's where I live.
Right.
But like if Colorado's number three, just get a fucking van.
I think you know right now, Germany's number two in my demo.
Hey, hit it up.
Which is crazy. Which, you know, I went to Germany actually. Yeah. Which is the reason that I now understand why they fuck with my shit. So Germany, I went to this thing, this club on Frankfurt.
In my family's
in Frankfurt, Germany. Fuck, where's that? It's like the hottest club.
And oh, I fucking know.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, it has like floors.
There's like two giant ones, and it's hard to get in.
Yeah, yeah, it's like lines. Yep. You know, like
you that might not even get in. A lot of people don't. Yeah. They wouldn't let me in. I look like a cop.
Yeah, they let me in because I was flea. You know what I'm saying? Like they, I was like, oh, you look like you could add cultural capital to this place.
There's literally no melanin in Germany, though. There's literally it's like rare to see anybody with melanin over there.
They were like,
that's true.
But they might consider me a person of color in Germany.
Maybe.
Yeah, like in Germany, at least like where I was in Frankfurt, there was a couple black people there.
A couple.
Like there was a good amount. You know, it wasn't. Yeah, yeah. And then there's a lot of black people in Berlin. So
I can see that.
I would go crazy in Berlin. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna be real with you. I want to go to Brazil because that's like, you know, when I'm talking about going to my roots, like me going to Brazil would be like, okay, this is the reason why I started. Like this country, this self-sustaining country, this country in Latin America that doesn't speak to anybody else because they just speak Portuguese and everybody else speaks Spanish.
Yeah.
Is the reason that
speaking Spanish in italics.
Right. They speak Spanish like I don't even fucking. Like people who speak Portuguese, they understand people who speak Spanish, but not the other way around.
All the way around, yeah.
Which is I could never understand that.
It's kind of like a metaphor there, like because you're kind of isolated in your own realm, your own country, and they're like isolated too. And that's probably why you gravitated to Bali.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of energy there. There's a lot of rebellious vibes there.
Yep.
It's awesome, bro.
Honestly, Brazilians are more brash and like punk. Yeah. Than Dominicans are. I'm not even. Here comes the comments. No, but don't come at me. The thing is that Brazil has had more time to develop and enrich their sound. They are very self-sustainable, even to the oil. Like people go all over, you know, they do trade with Brazil for the oil. So it's like they have the food, they have the music, they have the language. Like they're very self-sustaining, like the way I guess like Japan is, right? Like, they don't really, like, venture anywhere else. Associate. People from Brazil, like, they just stay there, and
that's it.
They got everything. And I feel because it's so concentrated there, and they don't focus on, like, oh, other people fucking with them, they just fuck with themselves, and then they just, like, it's, you know, there's, and then at the same time, the way DR is, there's everybody's in Brazil. Like, even there's the biggest Japanese population in South America is in Brazil. So it's, like, it's a huge melting pot the way it is in DR. It's just that in Brazil, there is much more rudeness and like they talk about real crazy shit, bro. Like, and they get away with it.
I love it.
Yeah. Sasso, thank you for coming.
Oh, talking with us. Okay.
We want you to stick around for the rest of the show, but this is the interview portion. I don't know what you think we did. We just bodied a half hour.
Yeah.
Oh, I could talk for. Okay, my bad.
We're gonna shoot some more shit.
I was gonna ask you.
He has a video that just dropped.
I was gonna ask you: is there a song that you want to be our song of the day? I have your Spotify pulled up.
I'm gonna be, because I have two. Right, there's one that I just dropped, and then there's one that people know me for.
Let's do the one you just dropped. Promote
that. Okay, I prefer that.
Okay, fine.
So do you want to pronounce it so I don't butcher the pronunciation?
It's called Vibras, featuring Nas Lover, which is vibes in Spanish, Vibras.
And here it is, our song of the week.
Shout out Nas.
Hi, guys.
Investing in myself with every comma that I make. Look at what I built, I started from minimum wage. Gold on my teeth and it's shiny the way. Been a trailblazer, bitch, I'm paving my own way. Pile noche larga tuve que sacrificar. Pa' vivir la movie contigo a lo real. Siento tu energía que me quiere perrear. Es que nuestra nota es mejor que cualquier droga. Vibras, vibras, vibras. Ella me tiene empatillao. Vibras. Tuya y mía, medio de la pista no nos pueden separar. Vibras, 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 una aura celestial. Vibras, tuya y mía, medio de la pista no nos pueden separar. Muévelo, mamacita, muévelo, ay, muévelo, cocolita, muévelo, ay, muévelo.
This episode of Bad Business is brought to you by 4 Minutes of Fire. Created by producer Pete and
JD.
JD's the steady fourth mic on this program. And producer Pete and JD are the fucking producers of a new single that's out now. What is the name of the song called?
The song is called Ick by Lay Banks.
Ick, 4 Minutes of Fire Freestyle, out now on Spotify and Apple. Shout out to JD. We just popped some fucking champagne.
Can
you guys make some noise?
Yeah! Congratulations, JD. Congratulations, you motherfuckers.
And here it is. Ick.
I've heard of Lay.
Lay Banks. Lay Banks. Her 4-minute freestyle.
Oh. 4 minutes of fire.
But we are in a sassy man apocalypse, so you know. The men going into their soft girl era, these niggas need to tighten the fuck up.
Raw ass bitch, he might get salmonella, red bottles don't fit. I'm a hood Cinderella, didn't he put up in a Prius? This is a broke man Tesla, making me sick. For once, I don't mean to judge off of first impressions or his part-time job at 7-Eleven, but he a broke ass, as a 21, so I had an X on his body, bad bitch repellent. And he got bad credit. And he got a foot fetish. When he swiped his card, they rejected it. All the real bitches get it. DNR, but he trying paramedic. Flatline, just dead it. There ain't no coming back when you get it. All the real bitches get it. He gave me the. Yeah. Ew. Yuck. What? Yeah. He gave me the. Lady boner gone. He try humping me and huffing like a dog. Then he whisper in my ear, did I get off? Then he finished, turned over and called his mom. I can't make this shit up. What the fuck? Hannah said his eyes,
everything that he touched. Get okay, money. Yo,
that shit slapped.
Your EP is called Cocolo. Word. What if you called him a manyama?
It wouldn't. It'd be harder to justify.
I knew what that was.
I don't know if people, yo. I used to say that because my boy, most of my friends Dominican. Word. They told me, yo, you want to use a good curse word, mama nyema. I've been using that word every day now.
There's that the little line on top of the end. It just adds that extra
nyema. I do it with the little snap.
It's like when you want to be like mother. It's like nyema, and then it's funny because a lot of people don't understand like how to use their I guess phonetics to kind of pronounce that. But once you do, is you know, it's lit.
My pops used to only curse in Spanish around us, so we wouldn't pick it up. But then we just started learning mad Spanish curse words instead of actual proper words. So we'd be walking around like puñeta, like screaming and shit. And he was just like, no, you can't do that either.
And Daniel's favorite, Mama Pinga.
Mama Pinga's crazy.
What's this week's bad business? Is it you?
This week's bad business, Danny. I'm doing it for you.
Is it you for not telling me we're going a goddamn?
No. It's got nothing to do.
I think it has to do with the phone call.
It's a bad business sports minute.
Oh. Uh-huh. Foul on the play.
I'm going to read some statistics for an NBA player.
Uh-huh.
He has never averaged more than 12 points per game.
Uh-huh.
He hasn't averaged 10 points per game since 2021.
Uh-huh.
He hasn't played more than 70 games since 2017. He's averaging 7.8 points this year. And one time at Rucker Park, he sassed us.
Ooh. Who could this be? I don't know. He sounds like kind of a bitch.
Does he sound like a pussy to you, Danny?
Sounds like kind of like an overgrown bitch.
A big loser with a giant fucking forehead?
Oh, I know who this bitch is.
Is it the kind of bitch you call in when you don't want to show up and coach your team at Rucker? The kind of bitch you could just ask to coach your team because you know he's got nothing better to do on a summer day? What kind of bitch do you think that might be, Danny?
He is the Timberwolves.
Yeah, former San Antonio Spur-ass bitch.
Kyle Anderson.
Kyle Anderson with his giant fucking forehead-ass bitch?
Kyle Anderson.
Kyle Anderson played for the Memphis Grizzlies, got let go because he wasn't worth a contract-ass bitch?
You know what he's doing? They're playing tonight. You know what we should do?
What?
We should go on FanDuel right now.
And bet against him?
Fade everything. Take his under points, rebounds, points, under.
Under.
Assists, under.
Under.
Everything under.
You know what? Let's do a pact. I'm down.
We're going to do the Kyle Anderson parlay.
Everybody, I'm encouraging you.
Everybody, take the Kyle Anderson parlay. Gamble on this man to do poorly. Because one time, several months ago, when we were being rude, he sassed us.
Motherfucker, you don't sass us when we're rude.
Yeah, you let us be rude. You're at Rucker Park. We're all being rude to each other. What, you think you're fucking better than us because you're Kyle Anderson? You can suck my whole dick. No one gives a shit about Kyle. Can we close the door? I'm screaming in the office. No, Kyle Anderson, you don't have the kind of resume or portfolio to be rude to a lowly Hot 97 podcast.
He screamed at me. He said, "My man, I'll be with y'all in a second."
What was I doing? Came.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Danny, did he ever get to you?
No.
Has Kyle Anderson ever been a guest on Bad Business?
No.
No.
So fuck him.
You know,
he's our Bad Business of the Week.
Well, why wasn't I there for the scream? I would have laughed.
You were there. You were just blacked out drunk.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
So fuck him.
I had to drive your car home.
Yeah.
That was that day.
Yeah, you smashed your head into your car.
Dude, I fucked up that day, bro.
So
I didn't even know how to turn on your headlights, so I was going down the fucking, up the Deegan with no headlights on the car. All
right, let's relax. Hot 97 is
that
a
rule. Sounds like criminal activity.
No.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what would have kind of snapped, what would have snapped Barack out of it?
What?
If we had an NBA player sit in front of him, he would have snapped into reality. He would have hood his head.
Could have saved my life.
He could have saved your life. What if you guys got in a car crash that night? That's Kyle Anderson.
We could have blamed Kyle Anderson.
So our bad
Mr.
business.
Mr. Anderson.
Our bad business for this week is the worst player in the NBA.
History.
Worst player in NBA history. Someone you'll never see in an all-star jersey. Someone you'll never see in a playoff game.
Never have a shoe. Name it after him.
Never have a shoe.
So you like sports?
Yeah.
But do you like Kyle Anderson?
I don't know who he is.
Hey, do you like Kyle? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I was on the train earlier, and there was a crazy man, and he just stood up, and he looked at me and someone else, and before he got off, he looked to both of us. Nobody was talking or saying anything. He said, "Yeah, Michael Jordan, I think he's done, man. He can't do anything no more." And shook his head in disgust and then walked off the train. And we were just like, what the fuck?
My guy living in the loop.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
In the loop, he fucking wakes up every day at the same time.
In the 90s.
And has the same conversation.
Yeah. It's like Groundhog Day, but it's just him.
He got 51st dates, but no one loved him. Yeah, either way, the bad business for the week is the biggest bitch in the fucking NBA.
He looks like a Rugrats character when they imagine themselves as an adult. That's what he looks like.
Amari Stoudemire was nice to us. He didn't come on the show, but yeah.
He looks like a bitch.
And also, could you pick a more boring name? Could you pick a less exciting name than Kyle Anderson?
His name is Kyle. You punched fucking doors.
Chinese guy named Kyle.
That's nuts.
Like a dentist or like a project manager.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We only met him.
How did you mean?
We only met him
in Scrubs.
Yeah, like you can see him in Scrubs or you can see him like, you know.
Like the light-skinned black dude from Grey's Anatomy vibe.
That Kyle Anderson's bitch ass was even at Rucker was because Kyrie was too busy to coach his own team. And that's bitch made. Everything Kyle Anderson does is bitch made. And that's it for the bad business.
Get it out of hand.
That's it.
I love Kyrie.
Can we play a game?
Yes, please.
It's game time. Are you in for our game?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sasso's game.
And is JD in for the game?
Let's run it back.
I guess so.
Okay.
Do we need paper and pen? No. This, awesome.
This is a classic. Just go classic. In a circle. What?
I do it.
Shut up. Take it. Shut up.
Oh. Dude, right. get a grip.
I'm I got to label the buttons. We got so many different button banks. So, is everybody ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Is everybody ready for the game?
Yeah.
You got to tell me the rules. And
we're going to start with Barack. Then we're going to go this way. So, one, two, three, four. This is the kind of game where you got to answer quickly. It will be elimination style.
Elimination.
Elimination style. Right. Last
I got to be sharp.
Last standing becomes the bad business champion.
I always fuck up
always
first.
Start drinking and then we want to give us things we have to think about.
I like that.
That's the game.
I like this. It's an obstacle.
All right. This game is a game where you keep going till you're eliminated. The mission is simple, starting with Barack.
Yes.
Name a country that starts with N, O, P, Q, or R.
Poland.
Niger.
You fucking bitch.
Niger. Go ahead.
You said it for...
I'm out.
What? You can't name
N, P, Q, or R? Go ahead. It's not so...
He gets eliminated. That's
so
crazy.
Now we're starting here. So we've used Poland and the racist news used Niger.
Yeah, I know why he used that.
Yeah, because it was bad guy Olympics.
Yeah.
What did I do?
First team bad guy.
You said Olympics. I just couldn't think of any country.
All right. Sasso starting. Three.
N, P, Q, or R.
Two. N, or O.
O?
Go.
Qatar?
I was going to say that.
Correct.
New Zealand?
Correct.
Peru?
Correct.
Oman?
Correct.
Roma. Fuck. Fuck! Rome! That's a city in Italy.
I should have said Romania, bro.
Well, I should have said, yeah.
Or Russia.
Russia,
hey,
yeah.
Stop saying answers.
Oh, it's true, it's true. Those are gone
the
now.
Cop is crazy.
And everybody, I would like a round of applause for Sasso because O and Q only have one country.
I was going to say Qatar, bro. That's crazy.
All right, so now we're into the championships. Outside, it's Danny versus Sasso.
Okay, so
there are only N's, P's, and R's left. The O's and Q's have been eliminated. So starting with Danny.
Russia.
New Zealand.
New Zealand's already been said. You are eliminated.
He stole Sasso's answer.
He stole his answer and beat his ass.
That was
That's
legal.
Fucking
that
was dirty.
Wait, I'm confused.
Danny's been playing
every game
this
he
game.
Does this shit.
Dude,
wait, I had more on my sleeve.
New Zealand?
He said,
I said
New
Zealand.
Zealand
before.
Okay, so
that, that's my,
I had Poland in the tuck. I had Pakistan.
Yeah,
in
the Poland was already said. Crazy. You would have lost.
Oh shit!
He's a motherfucker. I yelled out Russia is eliminated and Romania.
And he said Russia as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Danny stole it. It was a very fair game. Danny played. He's learned some tricks playing a game.
What is this kind of shit?
He's been playing, learning.
He's been playing really good lately.
He's been really good.
Oh, dude. He's good, dude.
Hey, he's been beating your ass. And he did
he's beating my ass.
He did great for the bad business. He wins the game.
He's been beating my ass. All right, good.
Daniel Charles Marrero has been playing out of his mind. He's having the best season of his career in these games. He just beat the guest with strategy, knowing that the guest
like that
was better at geography.
I don't like that you just dead named me like that.
Daniel Charles Marrero?
I don't go by that anymore.
Oh, that's I'm sorry.
You're literally polo logoing Danny's cock.
What?
That's a dead name. It's problematic.
So that was a mind fuck of a game, Danny, you piece of shit.
Yeah, but I won. Yeah.
Anyway.
Good job, champ.
You got me.
You know what?
Good job, champ.
You know what would have helped me in that game?
What would have helped being you during smarter. That game?
Elon Musk's Neuralink.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. If I would have had a goddamn Neuralink, no one would fuck with me, bro.
Aren't they trying to get, like, human trials and shit?
They're trying to get volunteers, bro.
Can you explain to me and the rest of the audience what Neuralink is?
All right, Neuralink is Elon Musk's new...
Good job.
That's great.
Because I personally don't know what it is.
So yeah, Neuralink...
He should be here every episode.
Neuralink is the baby of Elon Musk. They're putting chips in brains. Elon Musk. All right,
okay, sorry. No more Kyle Anderson. Let's get to it.
Oh, yes, facts. Okay. So it's a new company. They put a chip in your brain. It could cure, like, paralysis. It could cure, like, a bunch of things that, ED. Like, that anything that, like, your brain is losing.
ED?
I mean,
you said ED?
Technically, no, honestly, technically, yeah, it can.
It could.
It can. If you lose
I'm
functioning.
I'm calling my uncle.
Yo, bro.
Because he talks about that shit all the time.
He talks about having ED all the time?
Yeah.
Ellen's been getting my dick hard for years. Very open,
man. That's scary, bro. That's scary. That's a scary thing.
I would take that to the grave. It would just be between me and my wife.
He just tells us to drink our bee juice.
So it's like literally any.
That's what he calls it.
And potentially.
When I sorry. Beat it, makes juice.
Sorry, but no, that's fire, dude. Like,
yo,
Elon Ma doing that?
Elon Ma. And then. And the thing is, it's. No, there's no trial. It's ideally awesome, right? It hasn't been tested. There's no confirmation, but technically, on paper, it could work. It makes a lot of sense. But they want human volunteers with these,
the Neuralink chips.
The human handicaps that we have in life, you know, the things that stop us from having a full life. They want volunteers in that spectrum to have the chip in their brain. And it's right. Kind of like a human, it was a moral dilemma.
Like, right. Theoretically, if someone's paralyzed and you put the Neuralink in their brain, it'll, like, repair the synapses in their brain, and they'll be able to,
right.
Like,
send those signals
question.
Again.
I get have hard a question, again. And yeah. you might not be able to answer that, and that's fine.
Yeah, probably
that's
not.
Okay. Now, with Neuralink, because
we'll just lie.
Yeah, they'll like, lie.
So, they want volunteers, so does that mean that they have passed the animal trials.
Right?
No.
Didn't they use it on a pig?
They put it on monkeys, and a lot of the monkeys just killed themselves.
Wait, is that for real?
Shut the fuck up.
No,
we're making this shit up now.
I swear to God. Right,
yeah, the monkeys got into Teslas and crashed them.
So just let me know when I'm on.
Imagine a vegetable.
That's right.
He gets a chip, he just...
So that's the point.
With this new functioning limbs, he's choking himself.
It's like you know too much out of nowhere, and you can't live with the weight of all the knowledge of the internet in your head, so you just like fucking kill myself.
Well, you go from being a monkey to having everything in your head. I imagine that would be a lot of pressure.
All the best gore videos coming out.
I feel like I cut you off.
No, I'm just saying, like, even before you want to do human testing trials, you would want to do that on animals first.
I think they did do that, and that's why now they're looking for people.
Yeah, but I don't know.
People, it must have been successful.
It must have been, but that's the thing. I'm just asking because...
He's saying monkeys kill themselves. I don't believe that.
Everybody looked at Teslas, how the doors automatically lock when it lights on fire and the people burn alive in there. And then they look at Twitter and how good that's been ran. And they go, I want that guy to put a chip in my brain.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
No, I have a theory on it.
Sorry, I want the guy who makes the plastic.
Sorry.
It's completely fine. I'm just saying, like, you know, I got in a Tesla for the first time recently. Mm-hmm. And it just seems like any little, like, if it starts, fuck, if we just hit a car or anything, it would just fucking fall apart, like. You know what
really?
I'm saying? Like a fucking house of cards.
Oh, you don't like those door handles that are impossible?
Yeah, like those door handles, they're like so fucking flimsy.
Oh, you don't like how to open a door, you have to click a button?
It's a flimsy car.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Tesla's trash.
I thought they're heavy duty.
I almost got hit by a Tesla.
No,
Tesla's, because they don't make noise.
You could pull apart, bro.
Yeah, you could rip the siding off one of those fucking things.
Seriously?
They don't make any noise when they drive. So I was crossing the street one time, and I didn't bother looking because I didn't hear anything. And then, like, I stepped out, and I almost got hit by a fucking Tesla.
You know that's how animals get eaten in the jungle? Mm. The lion is, like, hunting. They don't hear nothing. So you're the little gazelle, baby.
I was the prey.
So many people have
fucking
burned.
Teslas are dangerous.
So many people have burned alive in their Teslas, because here's the problem.
Oh, yeah, they explode.
No, if a regular car catches on fire, people understand how to put out the fuel
gasoline fire. Gasoline
fire, yeah. Gasoline fire makes sense. No gasoline in a Tesla. That's a battery fire.
Right.
It's an entirely different thing.
True.
And if your battery catches fire, guess what happens? The whole thing becomes a brick, like an iPhone. And guess what you need to open the doors? You need that car to be on. You can't just pull a handle on a Tesla. You have to push a button.
Fuck!
So if your thing goes up and that car goes into flames, the fire department isn't going to show up ready for a Tesla. And a lot of fire departments aren't equipped for it. So if you're fucking Tesla,
shouldn't
goes
there be some
bust,
regulation on that?
I could get into the whole thing with Tesla. It's I'm fucked. Not going to. It's nerd. It's
that's
not
why Elon stuff. Musk was going to, I mean, Mark Zuckerberg Elon was going to beat his ass. Until he tore his ACL.
Hey, fuck both of those geeks. No, look, but everything Elon Musk makes is trash.
You mentioned it, though. I have a theory why Elon bought out Twitter and called it X.
Go ahead.
My theory is because right now, we all speak right now, there's an AI race happening.
I can tell you the real answer.
Anyway, let me give my theory, please. Let me give you my theory. I think he literally bought out Twitter to have all this human information, all this human knowledge, all this human interactions, how humans think. And all you need is a ChatGPT model to get all this vocabulary, wording, and thoughts and ideas out to build one of the best AIs in the world. You have literally millions and billions of users saying their opinions.
He's actually launching an AI. It's called Gork.
Look at that.
Or Gonk.
Look at that.
It's very ambitious, and I bet he is probably doing that.
I'm pretty sure that's why he bought it.
No, that's not the reason.
The AI that
I bet
launching,
it's really simple.
It's like a non-PC.
I bet it's really simple, because he seems like a complex, but yes, very simplistic guy.
So. No, it's much easier than
that. Let's see what he's about.
Barack, yes, what you said is true. They are doing that because if you own a giant data broker like that. But that's part of the reason
the
why.
Amount.
So I'm going to touch on two things. He named it X because he's obsessed with the name X.
X videos
back,
next.
No, back when he owned...
That's
come
what
on,
I'm saying.
Give me a second. Back when he was on the way... when he was an owner of PayPal. He fought for years when he was the owner of PayPal to change the name of PayPal to X. It's been a passion of his... since the 90s, since like the late 90s. So when he saw the chance to change Twitter to X, he did that so then it would feel like he had ownership over it.
Oh, it was like a childhood purchase?
Yeah, he'd always
wanted... the same thing with sneakers.
He always wanted to own X.com and have X.com be a thing. That was a goal of his. And then if anyone remembers from the purchase of Twitter, he bought it because mostly people were talking shit about him and he cared about free speech. He then, after he made the offer... he tried to pull it back, and then Twitter sued him and made him buy it.
I remember that.
Yeah. He didn't want to buy it. He tried to back out of the deal. But the reason he wanted to buy it is because being a millionaire, there's a few things you need to own. You have to own means of production. You have to own
real estate.
And you have to own, if you want to be like really powerful, you have to own a means of communication. So like if you looked at Bezos buying the Washington Post.
Bezos.
Whatever it is. Bezos. Yeah. Bezos. What? Yeah.
That is funny.
Bezos. This is a white guy. I'm not putting flair on it. Bezos bought the Washington Post a while ago. This is, buying Twitter is a tech guy's idea. Well, I didn't mean to teach everybody something.
He has an AI called Grok.
Yeah. No, yeah. Now he's going to take the data. That's the best way to maximize the profit.
Imagine.
It's like a non-PC AI. Like, if you ask an AI, like, questions sometimes, it'll tell you, like, that's inappropriate.
Oh,
I can't answer that.
One place where we can get child.
So now it's, like, edgy. It's like an edgy AI. Like, you ask it about, like, Epstein, and it'll be like, Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yeah, if you ask this one to tell you.
It has its own, like,
well, I agree. It's Twitter. Yeah. That's literally Twitter.
It's basically like having a conversation with Aaron Rodgers. But in AI form.
Or with Kyle Anderson.
Yeah, fuck Kyle Anderson.
With that being said, like, that's why I just wouldn't trust Neuralink. Just because, like, I feel like a lot of his pursuits and endeavors, as admirable as it is, because, like, you do want to feel your inner childhood.
Yeah.
A lot of it is very self-serving. From what it looks like, I don't.
Yeah, ask all those people who paid for Cybertrucks still ain't got.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and also like those fucking Teslas, bro. That, I'm telling you, you could rip them shits apart, and like, sure, like it will take a while for the fire department to like crack it open if it is locked. But I just feel like
hit a nigga
this is
with a
this
Tesla
is coming
door.
From. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying that, but I am saying that. Like it just. It's a feeling. I don't have a lot of information to back it up. And that's just how I feel about it. So the public perception, I'm sure, will trust me, especially when it comes to something that you're fucking putting in people's brains and shit.
I think
I want to see a monkey do that and like live stream. Like
live stream that?
Yo, it's like, yo, this monkey used to have, what's that, like slouchy?
And now he wrote the Bible.
Hunchback?
Yeah, and it's like, oh, and I'm going to press this button, and I'm going to...
He wrote the Bible.
So yeah. Like, you're our guest this week.
You know what
We're talking about Teslas. What's your dream car?
Oof. Damn, you know, it's crazy because I don't really have one.
You should get a Honda Odyssey.
I crash into a Honda Odyssey.
That's on my block. All Dominicans have Honda Odysseys, like tricked out.
I'm gonna be real with you. I don't like. I'm such a New Yorker that I don't care too much about.
You don't
cars.
Need a car, right?
Yeah, but
so what's
but
one?
I'm gonna have one.
What's one purchase that you want to have?
One purchase
that purchase then
that you'd be like, I made it. I am happy. Some baller shit.
I want to hire like a fucking architecture digest fucking award winner architecture. What the fuck do you call
an architect?
It? Architect.
Yeah.
To
good job, bro.
I'm really smart, but sometimes I'll be having these brain farts.
Yeah, we chilling. We chilling.
So
we're
I want to hire someone so I can sit down with him, just like how I do my music. Like everything is very like minute. Like I want to be part of everything. I want to be part of building my home.
That's beautiful. I love that.
I want to fucking personalize it the way I personalize my albums. That. Like every little thing will be like I'll build like a own place for an altar for my family.
That's beautiful.
Like I'll go ahead and build like an indoor outdoor living garden. Like I'm such a big fan of real estate, so it's like, you know, I've seen a lot of interior decorations and stuff, and I've always wanted to have like my dream home.
That's beautiful.
He's a big fan of real estate, motherfucker. Standing outside of houses, just
yeah.
I was thinking like the quote of the week. I'm a big fan of real estate.
Yeah, that's the name of the episode. He loves real estate.
I love
he sees a house. Whoa, just fucking
Zillow. I'm talking about
dude.
Zillow.
You must love New York. All the property.
I'm very big. Like I just love aesthetic. Like aesthetically. Nice looking houses.
I remember I was in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I was fucking built.
I remember I was in Philadelphia and I was just walking and I looked at a house that was for sale and some random guy walked by. He's like, it's been on the market for 2 years. They're on their third agent, like just out of nowhere, just started like tearing into the house and how it's nuts. I was like, all right, Jesus Christ.
I was laughing in my head. Like you told him the car. He's like, oh, well, in New York, I don't need a car. And then he went off to talk about the house. And that's such a nice thing. It's true. Because that's a family thing. And in my head, I'm like, if I had a Jeep, I just want a monster truck. And I was laughing to myself. I want a fucking badass monster truck.
You want a car you could literally never
just violate other cars.
I think my dream car would be a punch buggy just so I could make people fight everywhere that I go.
No one really fights, bro.
And I like make people punch each other.
I mean...
The horn would be ding, ding, ding.
When's the last time you've seen a kid do that? That's like, I
do that all the time.
Oh, my God. These things are dying, bro.
You have no childhood.
Dude, what are you talking about?
Well, you have no sense of whimsy, bro.
I did
that. You do that, right?
No, I'm saying, have you seen kids do that now? That's not
my point. Everyone's doing it.
You just watch every kid everywhere? What?
Yeah, I'm obsessed with
you watching kids, bro?
Just because you haven't taught your kids about punch buggy. Doesn't mean you should do that. You should throw that on us.
I just want to be an agent of chaos everywhere I go and just watch people hit each other because I arrived at a red light.
Danny's going to drive extra slow in these school zones.
Yeah. Right. Danny just driving slow as shit.
Very slow.
Chaos breaks out. People are punching each other.
A little crack on the window. Just look at it. You see eyes.
You look at his license plate. It says no punch back, but with like no vowels.
In other news, GTA 6 is announced.
We're bad people.
I heard.
We're bad people.
You know how you could go to the strip club in the old game. I heard now you go in the game and fuck the girls.
Let's go. We're bad people. Yeah.
Sasa, you play video games?
I love video games, man. I wish I could play more often. Now that I'm getting older, like I just have less time.
What were the classics growing up to you?
For me, obviously GTA, going back to it. But,
of course.
Mortal Kombat, it will be like the old school. Like, it depends how deep you really want to go, because obviously there's such a deep history. But like, let's say for me, it would be Naruto. I fucking love Naruto games.
Naruto games?
I love Call of Duty, 2K. I would say NBA Street. And NFL Ooh. Street.
NBA Street 2.
1 and 2. And
volume 2.
Volume oh,
two.
Yeah, your Duncan is Luigi.
Yeah,
and
it
shit.
Was like.
No, that's wrong.
What, you didn't have it for GameCube?
GameCube, that's 3.
No. It would be NBA Street.
Luigi?
Like the PlayStation games.
Yeah.
NBA Street.
I remember I tried to cop GTA 3 in GameStop, and the employee, he was like, He was talking to my mom. He was like, ma'am, are you sure you want to buy this game for your son?
They made them do that.
And I'm looking at him like, he's like, it's very bad. It's a really bad game. Yeah. And I'm just like,
your Jehovah's Witness ass family.
Dude, I probably said this story a million times. You know the end of Guitar Hero 3 when you verse the devil?
Guitar Hero.
I was in his house and it's very hard to go in expert mode to the devil. Yeah. It's very hard. Yeah. He invited me over to show me that he's there. And he didn't play the last part until I got there.
I was saving it.
He was saving it for me. So I get there. The stage starts. It's devil girls dancing, like half naked.
You're battling Satan. And you're doing the devil went down to Georgia.
Dude, the stage is starting and that's happening. And his mom hooks in. And all of a sudden he's versing the devil.
And you're fighting the devil.
And his mom is like, what is going on? I start dying laughing. Because it's just hilarious. But yeah.
That type of shit.
Yeah.
It's just hilarious.
My mom, she walked over and she pulled the electric cable out of the wall, unplugged the Xbox in front of all my friends, and I almost had won the game, and I fell down to my knees, and everyone's just staring like, oh my God.
Honestly, for her, I you know what, I don't knock her. It's there's like naked, half-naked devil women dancing, and you're literally fighting the devil at the end to be the new devil. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Why are
content.
All of the best stories on Bad Business about Danny and his mom? Because we don't even plan it. We've never talked about your mother on purpose. But you're the crew's leaving your mother behind.
Did you?
And her not letting you play Guitar Hero.
Did you ever tell them the story about my dad throwing my bed out the window? The
no,
house?
I didn't.
What the fuck did you do?
What happened on the bed? I had to throw it out.
He loves telling everybody except he never said it here.
I think what happened was that you had came home from a LGBTQ like parade or something. Like they just got the right to get married. And he comes home and he passes his dad. And he's like, yeah, we did it. They could get married now. And
he OD'd. That sentence is crazy.
Yo, I know Barack. And he was like.
He was like, they did it. They could get married.
My Arab father. We did it.
We did it. It's Arabs. We did it.
He was like, they could get married now.
Allahu Akbar. Oh, yeah. The gays can get married.
Daniel D just now.
So what? So anyway, what did you
ahead.
Say when
go
you
ahead.
Walked past
I,
him?
No, just go ahead. Just see this. I like what
he
you
came
doing.
Home in full body glitter.
So then his dad was like, oh, so you want to live like animal? You want to live like pig? Like dog? And but this is what you told me. You said your dad went upstairs. He with a power drill just
dismantled my bed.
Took his bed apart, started throwing this shit down the stair piece by piece. He had no bed.
Yeah,
that could be like a story if you ever ran for office. I was such like an ally.
We did it.
My dad threw away my.
Well, what
bed.
Did you say to your dad?
I don't remember, but it's, maybe I did say we did it.
We did it, Dad.
Yeah. And he's giving me high fives, and he just takes everything back when he finds out.
No, I
he's
know.
Like, what?
I've met your dad a couple times now, and I don't think he'd be thrilled. I don't think
he's such an old school, like Arab, like old Arab. The way you, the way you for Arab, like misogynistic Arab, like
the way you pronounced Qatar is how he pronounces everything. that screams LGBT to me. Your dad's pretty much Adam Lambert,
hey,
you know?
Fuck you, man. Well, yo, that was Bad Business, guys. Come on, man.
To our guests.
We want to thank our guests.
Do you have anything else for us that you think we should know about you, your music, anything that you have sure. going on?
How big is it?
Facts. How many bodies?
Yeah, how many?
What you mean by
how? No,
what do you mean by that?
No, that is a good question. How big is it?
How big is the project?
Yeah, how big is the album?
What do you mean? No,
how many songs?
So it's. I understand that part. Yeah.
So we want to know how long it is. How many tracks is it?
How big? How long? And how do you want?
And then I want the girth, like the total runtime.
Yeah, exactly. That's what
so
you mean.
So I want the length and the girth.
All right, bet. Yeah. So it's,
of the project,
I, mean, right, I just want to enjoy it.
So in terms of length, it's about 7.
Okay.
Oh yeah. 7's respectable.
That's nice.
That's good. That's good.
That's nice. Good,
right? People are
that's nice.
It's above good. Average.
People are dropping shorter projects recently. More like 5.
Exactly.
It's a good time. It's a fucking good time.
It's about like the average is 5, right?
Yeah, the streaming like, service
national wide. It's about 5, yeah. And but I'm 7, so it's a little bit above average. Yeah. But it's not like long or the
girthy?
Length. No, wait, no, because we're talking the girth is different. So the length is not. is not enough.
And it's about the motion. It's about how you feel.
Exactly. It's about the feeling of it. So the length is about 7 and the girth is about a little bit less than 21.
I was going to say, how long does it last?
A little bit less than 21.
So it's 7 and you're going to last about 21.
Yeah.
And as long as the motion's non-stop. There, those are good numbers.
That's fucking non-stop. That's a respectable stuff.
There's no water breaks. There's no interludes.
It's straight through. It's straight through.
And just playback. And it's good. You can do it again.
Yeah, my recent project's been about 10 minutes and then a break and then 10 minutes.
So
that's about how my projects go.
The thing is that, you know, it's funny because it's, you know, it's 7 and 21. But it's very dense.
Oh yeah,
I can hit deep.
It'll fill it up.
When is it coming?
It's heavy.
When is it coming?
It is coming soon.
I thought there was a 17th.
It's true. It's coming
on the 17th.
It's coming. No, I'm joking. I just wanted to stay with the.
It's coming on the 17th.
Yeah, I wanted to stay with the joke.
All right. We're out of here. Coming. Thank you.
Yes, November 17th, Sasso, a Latin Caribbean global artist from the Bronx, New York, making all types of music. Thank you so much.
Where can they follow you?
They can follow me on @OriginalSasso on all platforms and Sasso on all streaming platforms.
Habibi, thank you so much for pulling up, man.
Thank you so much.
I love you, man.
Yo, shout out Sasso. This is Danny.
This is Barack.
This is producer Pete and
JD.
Yes, sir.
Sasso, say something.
What are you?
Here, que lo que mi gente de Santo Domingo.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, 'cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil's using ours. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold.
Business.
The devil opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his.
Yeah. Producer Pete here. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Bad Business. Please listen to the 4 minutes of fire freestyle.
That's right.
Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, wherever the fuck your bitch ass listens to music, you can listen to a song produced by me and
JD.
Except if you're Kyle Anderson, you're not welcome.
Yeah, Kyle Anderson, this song's not for you. You can suck my... Suck my whole yawns.
Go listen to that 4 minutes of fire ick freestyle. Let's go.
When the devil finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son."
Top 97 Summer Jam, 30th anniversary, June 2nd, UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!